今天来看马太福音。
And today we're going to look at Matthew.
我们只看和主相关的一些事。
And we will look at one thing related to the Lord.
我们来看国度。
And let's look at the kingdom.
而马太福音是讲国度讲的最完全的地方。
And this is the book described the kingdom.The most complete.
而圣经里面用山来预表国度。
And in the Bible, it used the mountain to represent kingdom.
所以马太福音讲到国度。
Matthew talks about the kingdom.
马太福音是要走上山最多的。
And talks about many times that the Lord went up on the mountain.
一共有八次说到走上山。
There were eight times in total.
我们就看在八次的上山。
And we will be looking at those eight times that the Lord went up on the mountain.
每次上山都受到一个浩大的救恩。
And every time when the Lord went up on the mountain, it talks about a great salvation.
今天我们是来看四次。
And today we'll be looking at the first four times.
开头的四次。
The first four times.
主耶稣在马太福音第四章第一次登山。
And in chapter four, that was the first time that the Lord went up on the mountain.
这个撒旦和主中间面对面的一次征战。
And this is the battle between the Lord and the devil, face to face.
关系太大了。
It has a very, it's very important.
而撒旦一共两次和主面对面的征战。
There were two times that the devil had a battle with the Lord, face to face.
而这是第一次。
And this is the first time.
第二次到了耶路撒冷在哥哥他的山上。
The second time was in Jerusalem on the Mount Golgotha.
在主钉十字架的时候。
When the Lord was crucified.
那是撒旦和主第二次面对面的征战。
That was their second battle face to face.
撒旦败了。
And the Satan failed.
撒旦就完了。
And he's over.
这主若是败了。
If the Lord failed.
主就不能回到天上去了。
Then he cannot return to heaven.
所以两次征战关系太大了。
So these two battles have a great importance.
这是我们今天来看第一次。
And today we're going to look at the first battle.
撒旦和主面对面的征战。
Their battle face to face.
撒旦问了主三个问题。
Satan asked three questions to the Lord.
有个很特别的点。
And they'll have their specific point.
很特别的点。
They all have the specific points.
而撒旦每一次问主，都称主为神的儿子。
And every time when Satan raised the question, he called the Lord the Son of God.
而主一直用人的地位来回答他。
The Lord always answered him at the position of man.
这是很大的讲究啊。
This is it has a meaning behind it.
主道成肉身来到地上。
When the word became flesh.
主在人类的中间一直称自己是神的儿子。
Before man, the Lord called himself the son of Son of man, son of God.
也要人相信他是神的儿子。
And he would like people to believe that he is the Son of God.
约翰福音第九章就医了一个生来是瞎眼的人。
And in John chapter 9, the Lord healed someone who was born for, blind.
最后主问那个瞎子。
In the end, the Lord asked that blind man,
你信神的儿子吗?
Do you believe in a son of God?
那个瞎子说, 谁是神的儿子, 叫我信他呢?
And the blind man asked, who is the son of God, so I can believe him?
主说那对你说话的就是他。
The Lord told him, the one speaking to you is him.
主一直要人信他是神的儿子。
And the Lord wants people to believe that he is the son of God.
当主面对鬼魔的时候。
But when the Lord faced the devil.
完全不一样。
It's totally different.
主耶稣撒旦一直要让主去站在神儿子地位上。
And Satan wants the Lord to be at the position of a son of God.
主一直站在人的地位上来回答撒旦。
But the Lord always answer him at the position of a man.
这里头很大的讲究。
And this has a great meaning.
神的儿子太珍贵了。
And the Son of God is so precious.
若是他承认神的儿子,
if he confessed that he is the Son of God,
他就不能去摸那个撒旦了。
And then he cannot triumph over the devil.
因为撒旦太脏了。
Because Satan is so filthy.
像那个邪灵一样的。
It's like the evil spirit.
邪灵又称作污灵 unclean spirit.
It's also called the unclean spirit.
太脏了。
It's very filthy.
撒旦是特别脏。
Especially Satan.
所以主是神的儿子他不过撒旦。
Because the Lord is the Son of God, so he will not deal with Satan.
神也已经定规了一件事。
And God has said something.
要用神，要用主，要让主用个软弱的肉身来胜过撒旦。
So God wants the Lord to use his fleshy body to overcome Satan.
所以主对撒旦一直站在人的地位说话。
That's why Lord Jesus always stand at the position of a man to when he was dealing with Satan.
这第一次就是这样。
It's like this for the first time here.
撒旦三次就说你若是神的儿子。
And Satan said three times to the Lord saying, if you are the son of God,
而主每次都用人的地位来回答他。
And every time, Lord, answer him at the position of a man.
撒旦第一次说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变作食物。
And the first time Satan said that if you are the son of God, command that these stones become bread.
主让石头变作食物，太容易的事了。
And it would be so easy if the Lord turned the stones into bread.
而这一次主没有做。
But Lord did not do that.
主用一个人的地位来回答他。
He answered Satan at the position of a man.
人活着不是单靠主。
Man shall not live on the bread alone.
靠神口中所出的一切话。
But on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
这里是有很深的讲究。
And this has a great meaning.
第三次撒旦对主说。
The third time, Satan said to the Lord.
把他带到最高的山上。
And he took him to the highest mountain.
撒旦是今世的君王。
And he is the king of this world.
所以他说，你若俯伏拜我。
So he said to the Lord, if you fall down and worship me,
就把这一切都赐给你。
All these things I will give you.
撒旦这是摸着这个敬拜的问题啊。
And Satan touched the issue of worship.
而主就斥责他了。
And the Lord rebuked him.
就说撒旦退我后面去。
The Lord said to him, Go, Satan.
有单要敬拜神，要侍奉神。
You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
今天我们也站在一个人的地位上跟撒旦征战。
We also stand a position of a man to fight with Satan.
主为我们留下一个最大的榜样。
And the Lord has set the greatest example for us.
这一次，第一次，主完全胜过撒旦。
And this is the first time that the Lord triumphed over Satan.
所以从这一次胜过撒旦以后
，And after this，
主开始他的行程
，And the Lord started his journey，
主就见鬼就赶
，And he will cast out the demons，
鬼所有的邪灵见主就逃
，And all the evil spirits will flee from the Lord，
也是一个原则。主对所有的鬼魔
And based on the same principle
鬼魔总是喊主神的儿子
The devils always call the Lord the son of God
让主不能去摸这个污秽的撒旦
So the Lord won't touch the filthy Satan
每次主回答都站在人的地位上
But every time the Lord answered on the position of a man.
所以这里头有很大的讲究。
And there's a great meaning.
到最后，作为一个人的身份胜过撒旦。
And at the position of a man, the Lord triumphed over Satan.
撒旦的力量太大了。
Even though Satan has a great power.
人的肉身太软弱了。
And the flesh of a man is so weak.
所以大卫预言这件事，说你在吃奶和婴孩的口中建立了能力。
And that's why David said the Lord will have power over based on the nursing baby.
婴孩吃奶从来不会保护自己的。
And those babies, when they are drinking milk, they never know how to protect themselves.
主活在地上，也从来不保护自己。
And when the Lord was in this world, he never protect himself.
所以神说他建立了能力在婴孩吃奶的口中。
That's why the Lord said he established his power on the nursing baby.
叫报仇的人叫仇敌输得没有话好讲。
So, those devils will have no words to,
在第一次主登山胜过了仇敌。
And this is the first time when the Lord went up on the mountain and he triumphed over, the devil.
所以主就开始就见鬼就赶。
And after that, he will cast out the demons.
到第二次在十字架上，在面对面与仇敌征战。
Until the second time when the Lord was on the cross, he fight with the devil face to face again.
而主打伤了撒旦的头。
And the Lord strike the head of the devil, the Satan.
圣经预言这件事，就说撒旦伤了主的脚。
And In the Bible, it predicted that the Satan strike the heel of the Lord.
上头是致命伤。
And hurting his head is the fatal wound.
而上脚就是受痛苦。
And strike his heel is just to make him suffer.
在十字架上，主被杀的致命伤。
And on the cross, the Lord gave the fatal wound to the devil.
撒旦也叫主受痛苦。
And Satan also made the Lord suffer.
这是两次主面对面跟撒旦征战。
These are the two battles face to face.
到第五章说到主第二次征战。
And in chapter 5, talks about the second time the Lord went up on the mountain.
主在山上说了一篇非常重要的话。
And the Lord said something really important on the mountain.
在马太第五章一直说到第七章。
And in Matthew chapter 5, talks about chapter 7.
三章圣经说出一个天国的子民在地上的表现和生活。
And in these three chapters, from 5 to 7, talks about the life and presentation of the people of the, in the heavenly kingdom.
这太重要一段话了。
And these are very important.
一开始说天国子民九个福分。
And in the beginning, it talks about the eight blessings of the heavenly people.
我们这说第一部分和末了一个部分。
We will be talking about the first blessing and the last one.
第一部分说邻里贫穷的人有福了。
And the first one is blessed are the poor in spirit.
这是原文的方法。
And this is the translation in the original language.
邻里贫穷的人有福了。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
什么叫做邻里贫穷？
And what does that mean, the poor in spirit?
我们要明白属灵的事和物质的事完全不一样的。
We have to know the spiritual things, the difference between the spiritual things and the material things.
而物质世界里面。
In the material world.
假如我有100块钱。
If I have $100.
我骄傲我有100块钱。
I may be so proud that I have that $100.
我一直夸口我有100块钱。
I may boast about my $100.
骄傲夸口都是不好的事。
And the pride and the boasting are not good things.
虽然这样的100块钱还是在那里的。
Even though that $100 is still there.
属灵的世界就不一样了。
But it's quite different in the spiritual world.
如果这100块钱是个属灵生命。
If this $100 is the spiritual life,
我夸口
If I boast about it
我骄傲
If I'm so proud of it
哦一下你发现你口袋里100块钱不见了
And suddenly you will realize that, that $100 is no longer in your pocket
这就是属灵的事不一样了
That's the difference for the spiritual things
你自己的世界没有了。
You will not have it anymore.
所以我们神的儿女就是这样了。
So we children of God are like this.
天国子民的表现。
That's a representation of the heavenly people.
邻里贫穷的人有福了。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
事实可能他不是个贫穷的人。
In reality, maybe they are not the poor.
他是一个很丰富的人。
Maybe he is a very rich person.
但他在灵里面觉得自己真是贫穷啊。
But if he feels like he is poor in spirit.
这就是属灵生命。
And that's a spiritual life.
所以我的老师 Watchman Nee 说了一句很好的话。
So my teacher, Washington Nee, said one thing, something wonderful.
何更好，一个人事事有能力，而感觉在软弱里面。
And it would be so good if someone has the power in reality, but they feel that they are powerless.
事实在圣经里面而感觉自己误会。
In reality, they are godly, they are holy, but in feeling, they feel they are not so clean.
这就是属灵生命跟物质生命不一样。
That's the difference between the spiritual life and the material life.
天国子民就这样表现了。
That's a presentation of the heavenly people.
事实我可能很丰富啊。
In reality, I may be very rich.
我感觉真的真是贫穷啊。
But I feel that I'm so poor.
我真是穷得一贫如洗啊。
I feel so poor that I have nothing.
事实在能力里面。
In reality, I have power.
而感觉上面，我们真是软弱啊。
But we feel that we are so powerless.
事实，我有属灵的智慧。
In reality, we have the spiritual wisdom.
而感觉上面，我是一无所知啊，什么也不知道。
But I still feel that I have nothing.
这就是天国子民的表现。
That's the presentation of the heavenly people.
所以他一开始说灵里贫穷的人有福了。
That's why in the beginning it says, blessed are the poor in spirit.
天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
而讲最后的一个福分。
And the last blessing.
一个人跟随主的人所逼迫的人有福了。
And, for those who follow the Lord,Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of the Lord.
人若因我们因我的缘故辱骂你们逼迫你们。
Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you.
依照每一样的坏话回报你们。
And falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
你们就有福了。
And blessed are you.
因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
Rejoice and be glad for your reward in heaven is great.
下面主说句最有名的话。
And then, the Lord says something, very famous.
你们是世上的盐。
You are the salt of the earth.
你们是世上的光。
You are the light of the world.
盐若失了味，怎么叫它再咸呢？
If the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again?
我们是世上的盐。
We are the salt of the earth.
盐是最重要的东西。
And salt is the most important thing.
盐有几种功用。
It has a few functions.
第一个功用防腐。
The first function is to preserve.
第二个用杀菌。
And the second is to kill the bacteria.
第三个用保鲜，保住新鲜。
And the third one is to keep things fresh.
所以盐对这个世界太重要了。
So salt is very important in this world.
所以神造这个地球。
That's why when the Lord created this earth.
海里面有盐。
There's salt in the sea.
山里面有盐。
And also a salt in the mountain.
河里面有盐。
And salt in the river.
井里面有盐。
In the well too.
若是这个世界没有盐。
If there's no salt in this world,
这个世界很快就臭了。
And this world will become so stinky.
我们基督徒就是世上的盐。
That's why Christians are the salt of the earth.
若是把我们从世上拿走，
If the Christians are taken away from this world,
这个世界也很快就臭了。
And this world will soon become stinky.
我们是世上的盐。
We are the salt of the earth.
在事实上面的确是这样。
And in fact, it is true.
我自己信主得救的时候，
When I was first saved by the Lord,
在大学一年级得救的，
I was saved at the first year in college.
那天我第一次要上学去，
That's the first day when I went to school.
早上祷告的时候，主说了句话。
When I was praying in the morning, the Lord said something to me.
主说为我救一个灵魂。
The Lord said, save a soul for me.
我说主好，我去上学，大学门口，我第一个遇见的人，我传福音给他。
So I answered, I will preach the gospel to the first person that I met at the school.
我第一个遇见人了。
So I met someone.
根本不认得他。
I did not know him at all.
我的同学。
I said, hey friend.
我有非常非常重要的事情要告诉你。
I have something really important to tell you about.
他站下来听，我不晓得什么非常重要事情告诉他。
He was puzzled and wondered what kind of important thing that I have to tell him.
哦，糟糕了！我讲完这句话讲不出来了。
And then, I couldn't continue because I don't know what to say.
我从来没传过福音，不知道怎么传福音啊。
I've never preached the gospel, so I don't know how yet.
我同学，我们到二楼去。
So I said, let's go up to the second floor.
二楼也讲不出来，到三楼去。
I still cannot say anything, so went up again to the third floor.
这个房子一共有七层楼啊。
And that building has seven stories.
到了七层楼时的平台，没有地方可以去了。
And on the seventh floor, there was nowhere else to go.
放着很多椅子。
There were many chairs.
我的同学请坐啊。
So I said, please sit down.
第一次我看见圣灵的大能了。
That's aFirst time I saw the great power of the Holy Spirit.
但是我不认得。
But I did not know that at that time.
我只说了句很简单的话。
I said something really simple.
我同学，你要信耶稣啊。
So I said, hey, friend, please believe in Jesus.
那是圣灵的大能了。
That day, the great power of the Holy Spirit.
我只说了句这么简单的话。
I said something simple like that.
他的眼泪流下来了。
And then, he started to shed his tears.
我不知道圣灵的大能啊。
I did not know that's the great power of the Holy Spirit.
把我吓坏了。
I was frightened.
我讲了一句很简单的话，他为什么哭了呢？
I just say something simple. Why did he start crying?
我同学不信也不要紧，不要哭啊。
I said to him, it's okay if you don't believe, but don't cry.
正是不认得圣灵啊。
At that time, I did not know the Holy Spirit at all.
他我第一个救的人。
He was the first one that I have saved.
后来我救不少的人了。
After that, I've saved many others.
我坐的位置上，前面一个，后面一个，左面一个，右面一个，都得救了。
All the classmates around me, they were all saved.
圣灵彰显大能。
The Holy Spirit manifested great power.
我们是世上的盐。
We are the salt of the earth.
我们在人中间正是不一样的。
And we are so different among the worldly people.
后来他们就叫我一个绰号。
So they gave me a nickname.
叫我耶稣啊。
They call me Jesus.
后来我知道我们那个聚会里面刘以斯弟兄他读大学的时候也被人叫耶稣。
And later I know that Brother Liu or church, people call him Jesus also when he was in the college.
所以有的时候啊他们同学们在讲话。
So when those classmates, when they were talking,
我走过去, 他们有人就喊, 耶稣你不要过来。
When I walked by, they told me, hey, Jesus, don't come. Don't come near.
我马上停下来了, 他们讲的定规不是好话。
So I stopped because the things they say won't be something nice.
有时候他们在看一些东西啊。
Sometimes they, when they are watching something,
我走过去了,他们也说,耶稣,你不要过来。
When I walk by, they will tell me, Jesus, don't come near.
我快快不过去了,他们看了,的确不是好东西了。
I will stop because I know whatever they were watching must not be something nice.
我们是世上的盐啊。
That's why we are the salt of the earth.
我们,没有我们,真是要臭了。
If we are not here, then the world become stinky.
主耶稣我们是世上的光。
The Lord also say we are the light of the world.
光的对面就是黑暗。
And the opposite of the light is darkness.
或是没有光,四围都是黑暗。
If there's no light, then there will be darkness all around.
整个世界都是黑暗。
The whole world will be in darkness.
我们是世上的光。
We are the light of the world.
什么东西能够消灭黑暗?
And what can diminish the darkness?
除了把光引进来之外,没有第二个办法。Other
than let the light in, there's no other way.
你们是世上的光。You
are the light of the world.
人点灯,不是放在斗底下。
No one light a lamp and put it under a basket.
那是放在灯台上。
But on the lampstand.
什么叫不放在斗底下?
And what does that mean? Don't put it under a basket.
斗, 都是遮蔽光的东西。
And basket will cover the light.
我们身上有些东西把光遮蔽了。
There's something on us that can cover the light.
或者我们自己的生命里面有什么个点把光遮蔽了。
Maybe something in our life that will cover the light.
这些遮蔽光的东西叫做斗。
And those will hide the light are the basket.
人点灯不放在斗底下。
No one a lamp and put it under a basket.
就照亮一家的人。
It will give light to all who are in the house.
我们的灯光放在斗底下，那就是一家的人都看不见光了。
If we hide the light under a basket, then the ones in the house won't have light.
不要让任何东西遮蔽光。
Don't let anything hide the light.
我们的生命也不要有任何的表现遮蔽光。
Not anything in your life, in our life, that will cover the light. Then our light will be able to shine to all who are in the house.
人看见了就把荣耀归给以色列的神。
And when they see your good works, they will glorify your Father who is in heaven, God of Israel. If the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again?
也是不会失味的。
The salt will not lose its taste.
盐失的味的化学方程式改变了。
If the salt has become tasteless, then the chemical formula has been changed.
不是盐了。
It will not be salt anymore.
我们基督徒不 能做一个盐死了味的基督徒。
We cannot be the Christian like a salt losing its taste.
一直要保持我们身上基督徒的特性。
We have to keep the characteristic of a Christian.
无论到什么地方，都要活出基督徒的生命。
No matter where we go, we have to live out the life of a Christian.
你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光。
You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world.
下面到了十四章。
Then we come to chapter 14.
十四章是马太福音很伟大的圣经。
And this is a great chapter in the book of Matthew.
十四章讲了三件大的事情。
And talk about three important things.
头一件大事，五饼二鱼给五千人吃饱。
And the first thing is five loaves and two fish fed 5,000 people.
这是主做的一件事。
This is something that Lord did.
无穷的生命。供应无穷的需要。
The infinite life supply the infinite need.
第二件事，主上山祷告。
And the second thing, the Lord went up on the mountain to pray.
这是预表将来主升天祷告。
And that's represent the prayer during his ascension.
十四章说，就整夜在那里祷告。
In chapter 14, it says that the Lord was praying the whole night.
说明主升天了。
And it represents his ascension.
主走了之后，世界就是个黑夜。
And after the Lord departed from this world, this world became will be in the darkest night.
而主在荣耀里最重要一件事就是为着整个儿女祷告。
And in the glory, the most important thing that the Lord does is to pray for the children of God.
所以整个儿女经常有些神迹奇事会发生的。
So there are signs and wonders.
我一生经历过好多
God.
好多神迹奇事。
We have experienced many miracles.
主在宝座为着所有神的儿女祷告。
The Lord is on his throne and pray for all the children of God.
所以我们在地上一直有众天使的服侍我们呢。
That's why when we are in this world, there are angels minister to us.
主上山为我们祷告。
When the Lord went up on the mountain and pray,
下山一件最大的事发生了。
And something great happened after he came down from the mountain.
门徒们上船。
The disciples got onto the boat.
首先说的那个地方。
And go ahead of him to the other side.
要船要到那边去。
And the boat was supposed to go to the other side.
主催着门徒上船。
And he urged the disciples to get into the boat.
船开了。
So the boat left.
海里起了很大的风浪。
There was a great storm over the sea.
这些门徒都是有经验的渔夫啊。
And those disciples, they are experienced fishermen.
他们很习惯在海上的生活。
They are used to the living on the water.
一点风浪他们不怕的。
If it's just a small storm, then no one will be scared.
在那个时候，看见主在海面上走路。
But when they saw the Lord walking on the sea,
他们害怕的。
They were terrified.
那人怎么在海上走路呢？
How can anyone walk on the sea?
海上的风浪这么大。
especially the wind was contrary.
他们以为是鬼怪。
They thought it's a ghost.
主说话了，他说是我，不要怕。
The Lord spoke to them saying, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid."
彼得就说，主如果是你，叫我走过去到你那里去。
Peter said to him, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water."
主说你来吧。
And the Lord said, "Come."
彼得下海了。
And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water.
一开始在海上走得很好。
At first, he was walking really well.
眼睛看着主走。
Because he focused on the Lord.
但是四面的浪的声音太大了。
But the wave was making a big noise.
他的眼睛就转过来去看那个风浪了。
And when he was seeing the wind,
眼睛看着主在海上走得很好。
When he focused on the Lord, that he was able to walk well on the water.
眼睛一看风浪，他马上沉下去了。
But when he started seeing the wind, then he became frightened.
主快快用手拉着他。
And began to sink. The Lord stretched out his hand and took hold of him.
主说你这个小信的人。
The Lord said to him, "You of little faith."
为什么疑惑呢？
Why did you doubt?
给我们有很大的教训。
And this is a great lesson for us.
我们眼睛都是看主。
If we fix our eyes on the Lord,
我们就能在海面上走。
Then we can walk on the water.
我们若去看风浪。
If we focus on the wind,
我们就立刻沉下去了。
Then we will start to sink.
我们在各种环境中都一样的。
No matter what kind of circumstances,
风浪太大了。
When the storm are great,
门徒们就对主说：“主啊，救我！”
The disciples said, "Lord, save me."
我们丧命了。
We are about to die.
主就起来斥责风和海。
Then the Lord will got up and rebuked the wind and the sea.
斥责这个字是很重的一个字。
Rebuking is a very heavy word.
我们都知道斥责这句话。
We all know that rebuking.
一定是斥责一个活的人呢。
It's rebuking a living creature.
不会去斥责这个没有生命的东西啊。
You won't rebuke someone who has no life.
你会不会去吃这一个台子呢
？Will you rebuke a table？
这不可能的事啊。
That's not possible。
你会不会去吃这一个椅子呢
？Will you rebuke a chair？
这不可能的事啊。
That's not possible。
我们一定吃这一个活的人。
We always rebuke a living one, a living thing。
那天主斥责风和海。
On that day, the Lord rebuked the wind and the sea.
风和海都是没有生命的东西啊。
Even though the wind and the sea, they don't have life.
那天主不是斥责风和海。
On that day, the Lord did not just rebuke the wind and the sea.
斥责风和海后面的魔鬼。
The Lord was rebuking the devil behind the wind and the sea.
主知道这个风和浪是魔鬼在那兴风作浪。
Because the Lord knows that it is the devil who's the wind and the waves.
主要斥责风和海。
The Lord rebuked the wind and the sea.
风海就大大的平静。
And then the sea became calm.
到了约翰福音六章二十一节就补满这段故事的末了。
And in John chapter 6, verse 21, it completes this story.
有十九节二十节就讲这段故事。
The verse 19 and 20 talks about the story here.
主说是我不要怕。
And the Lord said, it is I, do not be afraid.
他们就接主到了船上。
So they received the Lord.
约翰福音六章, 特别加了一句话。
And in John 6, 21, the Lord says something.
主船, 主一上了船, 他就立刻到了主要去的地方。
Once the Lord got on the boat, then they arrived the place they want to go right away.
主醒了一个背体的神迹啊。
And that's a miracle of the rapture.
主一上船, 船就被提到要去的地方。And
once the Lord got on the boat was at the land to which they were going.
这主预先表现一下背体的神迹。
And the Lord showed them the signs, the miracle of rapture.
到了圣经的末了,
In the end of the Bible,
背体叫整个教会都要背体。
The entire church will be raptured.
得胜者被提到神的宝座。
The overcomers will be lifted up to the throne of God.
而全教会被提到空中与外与主相遇。
And the entire church will be lifted up and meet the Lord in the air.
主和得胜者进入宝座回来了。The
Lord and the overcomers will come back, will return.
而全教会在空中与外与主相遇。
And the Lord, the entire church will be lifted up in the cloud and meet the Lord in the air.
教会和主一同回到地上来。
The church and the Lord will return to the earth together.
结束这个世界所有的事。
And to finish all the things in this world.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要准备背体啊。
Brothers and sisters, we all have to be ready for the rapture.
我在上海的时候，有一位比我年长的弟兄啊。
When I was in Shanghai, there was a brother more senior than me.
他有次说了句话,
he said something one time.
背体时间已快到,
the time to be raptured is coming near.
背体资格还不够,
the qualification to be raptured for the rapture is not enough yet.
第一次的背体资格不够, 很多人,
of course, to be raptured for the first time, not many people are qualified.
全教会背体就没有资格的问题, 所有得救的人都背体了。
When the entire church was lifted up, then everyone will be included.
不过背体的地方太差太远了。But
the destination will be quite different.
被得胜者背体提到神的宝座。
The overcomer will be brought up to the throne of God.
全教会背体只不过到空中云外。
And the entire church will be brought up to the cloud in the air.
就是我们坐飞机啊，飞来飞去的地方。
That's the place that airplanes can reach.
全教会背地地方并不远。
And it's not too far for the entire church to be brought up.
我所有我们神的儿女到最后都要有份背地。
And every child of God will be part of this rapture.
今天我们都要一个心啊，要追求。
And today we all have to have the mindset to pursue the rapture of the overcomers.
差得太远了。
It will be quite different.
被提到神的宝座。
They will be brought up to the throne of God.
那是有份于主耶稣的被提。
They'll be part of the rapture of the Lord Jesus.
14章非常伟大章圣经。
And chapter 14 is a very important chapter.
到了15章第四次登山。
And in chapter 15, that was the fourth time that the Lord went up on the mountain.
主耶稣登山了。
When the Lord went up on the mountain,
要把多少的病人带到主面前。
And the people bring with them many sick people.
特别说到有哑巴的，有瞎子的，有瘸子的。
And talks about those who are blind, mute, crippled, and many others.
医治了所有的病人。
And the Lord healed all of them.
他们看见哑巴说话了。
So they saw the mute speaking.
瞎子看见了。
The blind seeing.
瘸子走路了。
The lame walking.
大家把荣耀归给在宝座上的父亲。
And they glorify the Father on the throne.
今天医病大能在全世界都一样。
And today, the divine healing, the power of divine healing is the same all over the world.
我不能说你有了病不要看医生。
I'm not saying that if you are sick, don't see a doctor.
可以看医生。
You can go see a doctor.
你一定不能忘记到主面前来。
But don't forget to come before the Lord.
主是最好的医生。
Because the Lord is the best doctor.
圣经说主是良医。
The Bible tells us the Lord is a good doctor.
是良药。
It's a good medicine.
是健康
and it's our health.
我深深相信主是我们的健康。
I truly believe that the Lord is our health.
所以我们虽然年龄大了
even though we are getting old,
我们主的恩典就我们一样侍奉神。
But the grace of the Lord help us to serve the Lord.
因为主是我们的健康，那是启示录22章讲了。
And it is said in the Revelation chapter 22 that the Lord is our health.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神的儿女一定要相信主为我们留下医病的应许。
And as children of God, we have to believe that the Lord give us the promise of the divine healing.
医生有看好看不好。有看得好的病，有看不好的病。
There are problems that the doctor can heal, but there are also problems that the doctor cannot heal.
主在主没有。
But in the Lord, nothing that cannot be healed.
医生有大病，有小病。
There are a great sickness or small sickness in the eyes of the doctors.
没有。
But in the Lord, it's not like that.
主医治一切的病。
Because the Lord will heal all diseases.
我们眼睛看见主医治一切的病。
And with our eyes, we can see that the Lord heal all diseases.
美国是神医病恩赐全世界最多的国家。
And in the United States, there are so many examples of the divine healing.
神的大能向着科学挑战。
And the great power of God is challenging the science.
我们都是神的儿女。
We are all children of God.
我们一定是大病小病都要到主面前来。
No matter our sickness is big or small, we have to always come to the Lord.
病的医治是主给我们的权利。
And disease healed is the promise and the power from the Lord.
主为我们受了鞭伤。
And he experienced the scourging for us.
因着主的鞭伤，你们都得了医治。
Because of his, because of the scourging that he experienced, we are all healed. We can all be healed.
只要你不能否认主受鞭伤这件事。
As long as you do not deny the fact that he was scourged,
你就永远没办法否认基督徒病得医治的权利。
And you will never be able to deny the fact that right that Christians sickness can be healed.
所以我们神的儿女都要在这件事上去不仅相信主，而且荣耀主。
Not only that we have to believe in the Lord, but we also have to glorify Him.
主四次登山。
These were the four times that Lord went up on the mountain.
每一次都带来浩大的救恩。
And every time He brings the great salvation.
下面四次更大的救恩。
And the next four times there will be even greater salvation.
今天我们的话就停在这里。
And our meeting ends here.